information also available. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Millions of women have been misdiagnosed and been given dangerous prescription drugs. In reality, they're simply suffering from hormone imbalance. Stress, environmental chemicals, poor nutrition, and age all can affect your hormones. Do you have hormone deficiency? Find out with our simple self-test that will help you determine if your hormones are suboptimal. Call Radiant Clinic at 970-278-0900 for your free test or visit our website at radiantclinicolorado.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and hopefully this morning we'll have Joel Skousen, but if we don't, why, it's going to be just you and me. Our number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. Well, today is the day that the House of Representatives is supposed to vote on the bailout. They've bribed a number of congressmen. Have they been able to bribe enough of them? And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, they will offer them millions of dollars for their reelection campaign and let them know that they're going to help their opponent if they don't go along with it. Those are bribes. But you see, they never go to prison for doing that because they are the elite and they control Congress. So they try to, and they usually do. Fortunately, we had a number of Republicans and 95 brave Democrats crossed the line and voted with the Republicans on Monday to vote down the bailout for international finance, because that's what this is really about. We did a program on Wednesday evening. You can find it up on our internet site. It was at 9 o'clock in the evening, with a gentleman who had read the 110-page bill that had been supposedly voted on Monday. Now, you have to understand they keep changing that, and it's now 165-page, then it went to 235-page. How many congressmen have the time to sit down and read that with all the other things they have to do? And, of course, they don't. They're simply told how to vote. Don't listen to your constituents. Do what you're told, and you'll get money for your reelection. Do what you're told, you will not be investigated by the IRS. Do what you're told, and you won't end up in prison like Congressman Traficant of Ohio, who was set up. The FBI put people into his office in an entrapment measure, and they actually had people there, government informants, because they targeted him, and they were going to get Jim Traficant. And they can get any congressman they want to. They sent Congressman George Hansen to prison, and they tortured him, and he had the scars to show it. And they did this over a 10-year period because he filled out a government form the same way that 180 other congressmen filled it out. But they went after this one man, an honorable man. I interviewed him many times. At the end of 10 years, the Supreme Court discovered that the law that he had been convicted on was unconstitutional. They apologized to him. His health was ruined. His marriage was on the rocks. His finances were gone. He was an old man at this time. This is what they do to congressmen who have the courage to stand up and talk about what's really going on. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a corrupt group who controls our government. They work through the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a front for a secret society. How do we know that? Well, the leading historian of the last century, Professor Carol Quigley, wrote about it in his long-suppressed book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. On pages 951 and 952, he talks about the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations as a front for J.P. Morgan and the Small American Roundtable Group, and this roundtable was a front for the Association of Helpers, which was a front for the Society of Elect, which was a front for Cecil Rhodes' secret society dedicated to taking over the world. But what everybody has missed is its foundation came from the occult. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to understand that there are multiple occult organizations out there that interlock, and they're all dedicated to a new world order, a new world religion with the destruction of Christianity, a new world currency, and of course, the installation of their true leader, who is Lucifer. And people say that's ridiculous. Well, it's not ridiculous when you read their material. You can go up to luciustrust.org and look at their website. And they will tell you about the spiritual hierarchy. They, of course, they've taken down a lot of their material since we began talking about it. It's not so readily available on their website. But there's a section there on the spiritual hierarchy, these beings who've transcended the time here on Earth and moved to a higher plane of existence who are really ruling the world. And, of course, we'll send you their little pamphlet on the working of the spiritual hierarchy. They sent it out. They asked us to distribute it, and I just want to help them so that you'll know who really runs the world and why so much is going on today that is detrimental to our society and the survival of Christian civilization, because these people hate Christian civilization because they are, well, they come from the Gnostic faith, the Gnostic point of view. And if you don't know about Gnostics, go up on the Internet and you may have to do a little searching, but you find the Gnostics worship Lucifer. And some of the richest people in the world are the financiers of the front groups for the LuciusTrust.org. And I'm speaking of groups like the New Group of World Servers and similar groups. And they even have websites. It's all up there. It's your fingertips. Help us get the information out and help us convince people throughout the world, people that you know. And you can't reach everybody, but you can reach a certain limited group of people. And in the past, they probably thought you were crazy. But now, as we see the whole financial structure of our society and the world failing, a lot of them are afraid maybe you're not. Well, as far as the legislation that they're trying to get passed, you have to understand that it is not a rescue for Main Street. It's a bailout for Wall Street and for the big banks that certainly all interlock in this financial cabal that rules the world. And if you read the material readily, and of course you can tune in or you can go to the Internet at RadioLiberty.com and see our Wednesday program at 9 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time, where we talk to our friend Mike Schuller, who's read the 110-page report. And what they're talking about is the ability to bail out banks and central banks throughout the world. That's where the $700 billion is going to go. It's going to go to Wall Street. It's going to go to bail out banks throughout the world. Why are we bailing out banks throughout the world? Because all of the central bankers have worked in unison to manipulate us towards this one world government by taking over the policies of their government, by bribing their politicians. Where do you think the $20 million a month for Obama or the $8 to $10 million a month for McCain really come from? I mean, how many of you have given $1 million or $500,000 or even $100,000 to your political candidate? You or I tried to do that, we'd go to prison. Of course, we're not going to do that because we don't have the money. But the bankers can make money out of nothing, and that's how banking works, through the fractional reserve system. And if they have $10 on deposit, they can lend out $9 and get interest on that. Or the profits they make, why, they can buy the candidate of their choice for the president. And of course, the important thing is to buy them during the convention or when a person is the nominee is. That way they can control both the Republican and the Democrat nominee. And believe both Obama and McCain are tied to the invisible government.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Diets simply don't work. 90% of dieters lose a few pounds, but then gain them right back, every time. At Radiant Clinic, we look at the cause of disease rather than merely treating the symptoms. We optimize thyroid and adrenal function, balance brain chemistry and hormones, all of which can cause weight gain. Our medical weight loss program will actually reset your metabolism so the pounds stay off permanently. Call Radiant Clinic at 970-278-0900 and ask for your free guide to permanent weight loss or visit our website at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
Here's what John McCain says about his health care plan.
Let's give every American family a $5,000 refundable tax credit.
But here's what McCain's not telling you. He'd make you pay income taxes on your health benefits, taxing health insurance for the first time ever. The $5,000 tax credit, McCain's own website says it goes straight to the insurance companies, not to you, leaving you on your own to pay McCain's health insurance tax. And that's not all. McCain's tax will drive up costs, causing employers to drop coverage. Experts say 20 million could lose their insurance. We just can't afford John McCain.
Barack Obama's plan, strengthen employer-based coverage by reducing costs, cover pre-existing conditions, and recruit doctors and nurses to serve in small towns and rural communities. Read his plan at BarackObama.com.
I'm Barack Obama, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Obama for America.
Why is the MRS-2000 different from the usual magnetic therapies? Magnetic resonance simulation has sawtooth pulsating frequencies, increasing cell oxygenation, improving metabolism, relaxing muscles, and eliminating pain while raising cellular energy so the body can heal itself. It's simple, it's effective, and it's for the entire family. Call Sherry Beitzel at Inside Out Therapies, 970-402-7174. That's 970-402-7174. Or go to www.mediconsult.tv.
Our number is 970-689-8255, and of course, we're hoping we're going to be able to get Joel Skousen here, but if not, you give us a call at 970-689-8255, and basically, what we are talking about today is the bailout, and the bailout is designed to bail out banks all throughout the world. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, please give me a call, because I'm not even sure I'm live at the present time. We've been having some problems here at the American Freedom Network, and so frequently we get on the line, and then we just cut off. So give us a call at 970-689-8255 just to let us know that we're coming through. But under any circumstances, the tragedy that we face today is the fact that we really don't, the average individual has no idea what this bailout is, and most of the congressmen do not have time to change it because they keep changing the legislation. It went from 3 pages to 110 pages to 150 pages to 265 pages. And, of course, then they tell you, you got to vote on this immediately. But this is a bailout not for Main Street. It's not going to help the homeowners. It's not going to help the people who are being foreclosed upon. And it's not going to make money readily available for lending. It is to keep this whole corrupt financial system intact. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, please give us a call so I will know that we're actually on the air. Our number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. Well, basically what we're seeing, of course, is all sorts of things that are happening today, and of course, Lehman Brothers now is being bought up by Barclays. $8 billion has disappeared. Nobody knows where it is. Many of the banks and hedge funds and money market funds had lent money to Lehman with a promise, of course, that it would be paid back. And we're talking about literally hundreds of billions, if not trillions of dollars, just disappearing, and nobody knows where it's going. Lehman Brothers had over $1 trillion in derivatives out there, and nobody knows where it is. If you're out there in the listening audience, please give us a call so I will know I'm on the air. And at least you don't even have to say anything, but just give us a call, and we will go to you. Otherwise, my concern is that we are not on the air at all. Give us a call, 970-689-8255. But we have real problems as far as the financial system is concerned. To understand that what they have done over a long period of time is take over control of our government. And because the banking system, and this is what the great battle was at the time of Andrew Jackson, are we going to have our government controlled by the financiers? And of course, Andrew Jackson in 1832 said, you have two choices. It's either the central bank or Andrew Jackson. You can have the central bank and no Jackson, or you can have Jackson and no central bank. Because the central bank, the second bank of the United States, was trying to renew its charter. It was controlled largely by the European financiers, and Andrew Jackson did away with the central bank. And that's exactly what had happened in 1811 when, of course, the charter of the First Bank of the United States came up for renewal, and of course, Madison refused to go along with the renewal. Congress refused to go along with the renewal because they were creating an artificial prosperity with paper money, and the government was falling under the control of the bankers. And what happened? Congress rejected the charter of the renewal of the charter of the First Bank of the United States, and as a result of that, why the bank ceased to exist. And the following year, we had the battle of the War of 1812. And they precipitated a war to punish the American people for daring to challenge the supremacy of world banking. What people did not understand at the time are the occult forces behind world banking. And this is what everybody has missed. Well, then, of course, it was in 1816 that they renewed the charter. Now they call it the Second Bank of the United States. And, of course, it continued creating paper money and artificial prosperity until, of course, it was the charter was withdrawn in 1832. It was up for renewal in 1836, but Nicholas Biddle, who was a representative of the international financiers and head of the Second Bank of the United States, actually thought he would force Andrew Jackson and Congress to go along with his wishes. And when Andrew Jackson stood against him, against the wishes of his vice president, against the wishes of most of the people in his cabinet, against the wishes of most of the people in Congress and the Senate who had been bought and purchased by the banksters and stood for re-election, he was overwhelmingly re-elected by the American people who believed in him and knew the banksters were out to get them. Well, today is exactly the same thing, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming to an election. The banksters have bought off most members of Congress. They control both of our political candidates, both Barack Obama. Where do you think his money is coming from? And McCain, where do you think the majority of the money is coming from? I mean, McCain was invited over to Great Britain to appear at a dinner that was put on by the Rothschilds. And, you know, he raised, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars at a dinner put on by the Rothschilds over in London. Foreigners are not supposed to control our elections, but they do, and a lot of the money that's coming in for both Barack and McCain is coming from foreign sources, but you're not hearing about that. You're supposed to believe that we really have a choice. You probably saw the debate last night between Biden, Joe Biden, and Sarah Palin, and she's lovely. She did a great job. But it's all make-believe. It's all show business. It's rhetoric over reality. It's designed to let you believe you're going to have a choice, and you really don't have a choice. Unless, of course, you have the courage to say, I'm not going to vote for either one of those candidates. I'm going to vote for a third-party candidate. I'm going to vote for somebody who stands for the principles that Ron Paul stands for and believes that the banksters are the problem, and we're going to try to get back to government. And certainly you'll find the Constitution Party candidate listed on ballots all across America. And the other thing is, of course, vote your congressman out if he voted in favor of the banksters and as far as the bailout for Wall Street and for international financing, because that's what this is really all about. And, of course, they basically are in the process today of bailing out, and what this is all about is bailing out international finance. Well, give us a call at 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. If you have a question, a comment, I mean, how do you feel? Do you think one of our listeners could send me an email saying, look, we've got to bail them out either now or later. Why don't we go ahead and just pass this now? You have to understand this is not going to solve the problem. We're talking about the trillions of dollars of losses. And no, you have to understand this is not going to. We're talking about probably a number of trillions of dollars, maybe as much as 10 or $20 trillion as far as the derivatives are concerned. Do you really think that the bailout of $720 billion is going to solve the problem, or $700 billion is going to solve the problem, when much of this is going to recapitalize banks in Europe and in Asia? America is in the worst situation it's ever been, but it's the most remarkable situation and the most hopeful situation, because if this thing goes down, the banksters will lose their control, and maybe we can get back to an asset-backed monetary system where they can't artificially increase the amount of money and then artificially increase the value of everything, because when you have more money, the prices of homes goes up, the prices of food go up, the prices of commodities goes up, and the house that I was born and raised in that cost $3,000 probably is selling now for $150,000 to $200,000. We have a caller on the line. Who do we have?
We have Joel Skousen, Dr. Stan.
Well, Joel, it's good to have you here.
You
pick up the story from there.
Let's see, where have you been going?
Well, I've just been talking about the bailout and how a large part of this is bailout for foreign banks, and they're not telling the American people that. They're telling us, oh, this is for Main Street. I saw Harry Reid, Senator Harry Reid, the senior senior senator for the Democratic Party, saying, no, this is for Main Street. No, this is for Wall Street and for international financiers and international banks. But go ahead. You pick up the story.
Well, you know, I have been truly amazed at how people in Congress who have been in the leadership have gotten completely into lockstep with the lies of people who have proposed this bailout. I mean, if there is any indication that these people are totally controlled entities, it is this lockstep. Coming on to the rhetoric, it's one thing, you know, to find a legitimate excuse, but they have to bend the truth so far to get to the point that this is for Main Street. From President Bush starting out by saying that farmers won't be able to plant their crops, and you won't be able to send your kids to college, and that payrolls won't be able to, nothing can be further from the truth except for a few isolated instances. But the point you make is very, very good about what's happening with the overseas markets. And in today's World Affairs Brief, I am working on a story with Ambrose Evans Pritchard, who makes the point here that there are extreme problems with the bailouts, even in Europe, which are simply not being told to the American people. He starts talking about how the Germans had a very Better Than Thou attitude last week. German finance minister Peter Steinbrück said Thursday that the financial crisis was an American problem and the fruit of Anglo-Saxon greed and inept regulation that had cost the American superpower status. And now this week he's orchestrating Germany's biggest bank out bailout ever, putting together a $35 billion loan package to save hypo real estate. Well, you know, putting that into perspective as to their various economies versus ours, $35 billion bailout, you know, is almost half the size of the bailout of ours in comparison. Then there was Belgium. It had to nationalize Fortis with Dutch help, a 300-year-old based Flemish finance company. I mean, 300 years old, and it went down. And there was the bailout with French help of Dexia. So even the Belgians had exceeded their ability to bail things out. And one of the interesting things that he points out is that, you know, the European community does not have any authority to do any bailout for any particular country. In other words, they have many central banks, or not, they have one central bank in Europe, and then they have, they delve out money for each country to print out a certain amount of euros. But the countries themselves don't have any authority whatsoever to bail out individual banks.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen. We talk about the financial crisis that shakes the world today.
Eyes, clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Do you want to improve your skin's appearance but don't have the foggiest clue what you need or even what's available? Are you confused about the technical lingo surrounding beauty treatments? You've got fractionals, laser peels, IPLs, CO2s, photofacials. Confused yet? You're not alone. Most people are. That's why we at Radiant Clinic have put together a list of questions you need to ask before you buy any non-surgical cosmetic treatments. Call us at 970-278-0900 and ask for your free questionnaire or visit our website at radiantcliniccolorado.com.
We Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess, this morning. Joel Skousen. Joel, before we go on, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can get a copy of the World Affairs Brief and hopefully subscribe to it.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. The World Affairs Brief is showcased on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com. And people can get a free sample issue by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And if they forget how to do that, they can just go to the website, worldaffairsbrief.com, and it tells them how to do that right on the front page where it gives a synopsis of the current World Affairs Brief. That synopsis will be replaced sometime today with the current edition, and I'm having to hold off on publishing till I see what the final result of this bailout bill is. As of last night, they were having some last-minute holdouts and some trouble twisting arms to get this thing finally passed, but I fully expect them to pass this bill. They're certainly not going to take no for an answer. You know, I've been able to successfully detect those kinds of things, such as the torture bill and the telecom immunity bill, something where you know the establishment really wants very, very bad, and no matter how many times or how much the people are against it or even Congress resist it, they will continue to twist arms until they get what they want.
I think they call it bribing. They will bribe these people, offer them money for the reelection, anything to get them to do what they're told to. We have ruled from above, not from up below. This is not representative government. This is the elite controlling Congress and twisting arms or breaking arms or threatening the families. I mean, these people are ruthless.
Yes, I wish it were only something as simple as a simple bribe, but I do believe that there is a systematic evil that is behind these things, and that it's not just that it appears as one or two bad people. This is there's a systematic control system that feeds on a regular basis money to congressmen and especially senators. We see this all of the time, that almost 70 to 75 to 80% of the senators receive money from the same 50 or 60 international corporations. I mean, both sides of the aisle. We have to ask ourselves, are these corporations simply have no political principles? They don't care whether the Democratic or Republican gets elected, and that's exactly right, as long as they are certified by the establishment to be team players. That is, that they will go along with whatever you know, the establishment wants. And occasionally, they are allowed to, how should I say, break ranks just so that it isn't obvious that they're all voting in lockstep. But essentially, they have the ability, especially in the Senate, where they've all been made millionaires, multimillionaires, by playing along with each other. I mean, look at Barack Obama. This is a person who, you know, was essentially a volunteer community organizer for many, many years, and suddenly they made him wealthy. Got some insider deals in commodities and stock trading, just like Hillary Clinton. Got a better than deal from Tony Redzko in acquiring property for his multi-million-dollar mansion. And this is a guy who's now controlled, even though he comes from the radical Marxist left. John McCain has been controlled for many, many years, going clear back to his collaboration with the enemy as a POW, which they successfully covered up for him. They, in fact, paid millions of dollars, I am told, to the Vietnamese government and the Russians to buy the tapes that they had made of his confessions, and they secreted those away in the vaults of the CIA so that nobody in the can find them. And, you know, it explains why, of course, McCain carried water for the establishment in shutting down the POW-MIA hearings and berating the witnesses and, you know, extremely hostile to them, those that had talked about sightings and the wives who were pleading for further investigation. He just berates them. So this is a very evil man and has no principles. And unfortunately, a great many of these people have snookered the conservative Christian community into believing that they are believers, believing that they are pro-life. They take these positions only to convince people of where they're, you know, that they are indeed sheep when they are wolves in sheep's clothing. But going back to the bailout plan, especially the European connection, what this tells me, Dr. Stan, because there are provisions in here where the bailout can be used up to set a $300 billion to give to foreign banks, is that there has long been a promise, a relationship of support between the U.S. Central Bank, the Fed, and the European Central Bank, that if you continue to buy our debt instruments and support us, that we will support you in a crisis. You know, this is the same insider deal that the Saudis got for many, many years, that if you continue to say, you know, we won't use military force to take back these nationalized oil companies that you've nationalized, we'll allow you to get away with it, and we'll even protect you in your corruption as people, because the Saudis, even though they claim to be very faithful to Islam, of course, are very, very corrupt in terms of their morality and their use of pedophilia and kidnapping people into Saudi Arabia for high princes to abuse. This is a scandal that I covered in the World Affairs Brief many years ago, and it's still ongoing, but there's a great cover-up there on the Saudis and their persecution of Christians and their the way in which they pretend to be faithful to Islam. And, yet
and
they
don't
are.
Forget slavery. I mean, that's part of
Yes.
It's going on in Saudi Arabia, and we're keeping them in power, and when was the last time you heard anybody in Washington, D.C., speak out indignantly against the slavery in Saudi Arabia?
Well, and the promise has been, as long as you continue to supply us with oil and do so in dollars and take our dollars, they've made many deals with the devil around the world in order to continue to accept the dollar as the world currency. And that's what's allowed our country to export its inflation. And now that world is held hostage to these increasingly worthless dollars, and yet they continue to support and buy dollars and buy bonds. And, you know, recently insiders from our administration went around to the Arab countries and said, we'll allow you to de-link from the dollar just because we know you're hurting and don't want to destroy our special relationship. But that doesn't mean, as many theorists have said, that the Saudis are being set up, you know, to take on the euro and replace the euro with the dollar. In fact, the euro is so weak right now because of all of the inflation that they've had there, and they don't have the same breadth of currency to be able to absorb this kind of inflation. The euro has been devaluing, and that's why even with these bailouts, the dollar continues to surge from time to time against the euro and increase in value. And so there's a tremendous amount of manipulation that goes on behind the scenes. But as I pointed out in today's World Affairs Brief, Dr. Stan, one of the there's all kinds of pork in this new bill for everyone. Section 109 of the Senate package promises loan guarantees and credit enhancements for troubled mortgage owners. You know, and a lot of this is an insult, and you know, to those of us who faithfully pay our mortgages, and there are taxpayer guarantees. So, you know, for people who should never have been in a mortgage, those homeowners need to foreclose when they failure to pay things, and housing prices can come down to a reasonable level.
We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen to wrap up this program.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Why is the MRS 2000 different from the usual magnetic therapies? Magnetic resonance simulation has sawtooth pulsating frequencies, increasing cell oxygenation, improving metabolism, relaxing muscles, and eliminating pain while raising cellular energy so the body can heal itself. It's simple, it's effective, and it's for the entire family. Call Sherry Beitzel at Inside Out Therapies, 970-402-7174. That's 970-402-7174. Or go to www.mediconsult.tv.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Joel Skousen. We're talking about the bailout. And now, does the latest bill actually pay off some of the mortgages or make payments on some of the mortgages so they won't foreclose? What's the latest? Because they keep changing what they're offering.
Well, what I'm pointing out in the briefs is this is only couched in general language. In fact, because they can't get agreement on it, the language says that the secretary shall promote loan guarantees and credit enhancements for troubled mortgages, and it doesn't actually spell out anything. It allows them carte blanche to do what they're going to do in the future, and we won't know exactly what they're going to do. For example, Section 110 requires HUD and the FDIC to work up plans to minimize foreclosure. There's no details in this legislation at all. Section 111 provides a general language to limit executive compensation. But there's tremendous loopholes in that, and it doesn't specifically detail any limits. It just says it will limit compensation. They could limit it 5% and say that they're in compliance with the bill.
Or they could limit the salary maybe to $50,000, but they could still get their $10, $20 million in stock options. I mean, so they don't really say what they're going to do at all, do they?
No, that's right. It's just something so that they can all, you know, it's just like that vice presidential debate. I mean, it was so nauseous to watch as each person played their memorized spiel and how Palin went on promoting John McCain and how Biden went on in every answer, you know, speaking as if he was a cheerleader for Barack Obama. I mean, this was no debate at all. It was incredible.
I think it's showbiz. It's symbolism over substance. It entertained the people and made them think we're really going to have a choice in November. And remember, we're not going to have a choice in November.
Yeah, I was incensed at how Gwen Ifill let them get away with going off on their own agenda. She should have stopped and said, no, answer the question. You know, it must have been every other time. Said, well, I'm not going to talk to that. I'm going to talk about, you know, I'm an energy expert in Alaska, and I want to talk about what I've done to energy there. And that's how they decided to handle the fact that Ifill had not leaked the questions, you know, beforehand to them. And they said, well, we'll just take control of the debate from her. And she let them get away with it, which certainly a rigorous moderator would not have done. For example, going back to the bill, Section 112 requires the Secretary of Treasury to coordinate with foreign central banks to promote similar TARPS programs abroad. Now, it doesn't actually give a figure or tell them. I mean, they can't say what they're going to do. They simply give the Secretary of Treasury carte blanche to do anything he wants with this money. Naturally, Section 122 raises the public debt to $11.3 trillion. Because this is going to be spent with deficit spending, wouldn't dare raise taxes, as I pointed out tens of times in the World Affairs brief. They use deficit spending specifically because none of these programs would ever pass Congress or risk the ire of the American people if they started taxing people for the war in Afghanistan and Iraq. If they tax people for this bailout, it would stop it immediately, and that's why they're going to let us pay the dreaded inflation tax. And on that debate last night, they had the audacity to say that Barack Obama and John McCain are not going to raise anyone's taxes one penny except above $250,000. And that's just a bold-faced lie. There's the dreaded inflation tax, which we're all paying right now. You know, Section 132 gives authority to suspend Rule 157. And that's what brought on this crisis. But it's a good rule. It's a rule that basically says you can't keep these things on the book unless you give some market value based upon market-to-market accounting. Now, it is true, as the critics have said, that there really wasn't any market because these things were sold. And your listeners need to understand this. These things were sold by these major brokers for these packages of mortgages based upon what they said it was worth. And how did they arrive at that? Because they pay huge fees to these rating agencies to back them up. And these rating agencies essentially are employees of the big brokerage firms because they get all of their money for rating these things from the same people who are selling the products. And Ashar Gilani, one of the great European economists, who's really pointed out that this is all about covering for credit default swaps, not necessarily the mortgages themselves, he's pointed out that the real solution involves doing a general pool of, and you have a pool of raters who essentially give ratings, and they don't get paid directly by the person that are rating, but they get a percentage of the pool of rated instruments, and so anybody can come in and give ratings and still get paid for it. It disconnects the direct payoff systems to the rating, to the bond rating. You know, Moody's and all those people are simply whores to the people who produce these instruments, and that's why they continue to rate these things extremely high until they fall through the roof, and then they have to downgrade the rating after the fact. And, of course, Section 136 raises the FDIC insurance limit to $250,000, but only supposedly to the end of 2009. I mean, what do you want to bet, Dr. Stan? This will become permanent hereafter. And these kinds of loan guarantees by the government, in fact, allow a lot of bad financial practices to hide behind the skirts of the government, and that's why Ron Paul is against even that provision. Now, in terms of guarantees, though, I think really going to $250,000 only brings it up to the rate of inflation. In other words, it's like indexing. $100,000 is worth $250,000 today.
But you see, nobody ever asked, where is the FDIC going to get the money to cover the $250,000 as the banks go down?
They can't cover the $100,000 that they've guaranteed all deposits right now.
Sure.
But, of course, if you're going to bail out the big banks at $700 billion, you're going to bail out the FDIC, and you're going to do more deficit spending. And so naturally, one of the things that the fiscal conservatives in the House have been worrying about is how are you going to pay for all this stuff? They've been campaigning for years that we're going to stop deficit spending and do more balanced budgets, and now they're expected to vote for something that will blow through all of the budgetary things, and there's no budgetary provision whatsoever.
Well, we're out of time, Joel. Thank you so much for being with us. We'll look forward to talking to you next week. We'll look forward to what's going to happen today.
Thank you, Doc.
Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. If you are out there listening, call your congressman. Maybe you've called him before. Call him again and urge him. And you'll only talk to an aide there, but urge him to vote against the bailout for Wall Street. It is a bailout. It's not a rescue. It's a bailout. And it's not simply for Wall Street. It's for the international financiers. It's to preserve this corrupt financial system. We've got to get back to a solid financial system, do away with the Federal Reserve System, if there's any hope to survive as a free nation, because behind the international financial elite are powerful occult forces. And if you doubt that, you need to read their pamphlet. It's called The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy. We'll be glad to send it to you. If you get anything else from us, just ask for a copy of The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy. You need to get my book or my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talk on the Forbidden Secret or the Secret Knowledge. But the Forbidden Secret will give you the best information. It will point out what George Bush has said about, of course, these forces working behind the scenes, and how we're going to ignite a fire in the minds of men. How we're going to ignite a fire in the minds of men. That, of course, comes from a book written by James H. Billington, the Librarian of Congress, who talks about the world revolution, which has lit a fire in the minds of men. Comes from a statement by Dostoevsky. And you need to understand there is a world revolution going on. You need to get my DVD on the world revolution. You'll hear the American ambassador to Cuba in 1959 telling about how the State Department and the CIA brought Fidel Castro to power, knowing full well he was a communist. But we can't let the American people know that. We can't let them know we financed this world revolution. We financed communism since its inception. I mean, where do you think the money came for all those great skyscrapers in the industrialization of China? Why, from the United States and our allies and the financial institutions in Europe. We have built up communist China, the finest enemy money could buy. And if you haven't seen our little pamphlet, the Communist Capitalist Alliance, is very economical, $3.95. But it's a compilation of our newsletters. The phrase comes from something that Solzhenitsyn has written, and we actually republished part of the speech he gave to the AFL-CIO in 1975, totally suppressed by the American media. And, of course, you find out how we financed the North Vietnamese all during the Vietnam War. I mean, you had to finance the enemy. How could this little country the size of the state of Mississippi stand up to the United States for 10 years? Why, we financed them, ladies and gentlemen. We financed the best enemies money could buy. And all those boys who died in Vietnam died for absolutely nothing. They were never allowed to win any more than our boys over in Iraq or in Afghanistan are really allowed to win. They fight bravely. We need to support them. We need to bring them home. We need to get them out of this out of what situation they're in, where they're not allowed to win the war. And of course, if we really tried to win, we'd stop financing the Pakistans who are financing the Taliban, who are killing our boys. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.